This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for Homes and Services.
Presented through the generosity of the J. Ovier Group. I love saying that. The J. Ovier Group. His phone number is 626-510-7042. They specialize in real estate for families with special needs, seniors, doing investments for those folks, and folks who speak, listen to the languages, Spanish, Hebrew, German, French, and Chinese. In the treasure chest, Elmer's Restaurant gift certificate for a free meal. Eat at elmers.com. 3278419. Fresh fruit waffle, oh boy. With fresh strawberries, blueberries, and bananas topped with cream cheese icing and whipped cream. I can't talk now. Swallow. Fresh strawberry crepes topped with cream cheese icing and whipped cream.
Yeah, it's good with champagne.
Oh, gosh, it does. And strawberry apple poppy seed salad.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Jackie Donnell at Elmer's. Come join us for breakfast and lunch on our front lawn.
Then you've got a gift certificate from Laser Ink Central Printer Resources, 4599 East Ramon Road, Laser, L-A-S-R, Inc.com, 7784444. They've got in some new printers at very competitive prices, accompanied by their expertise to match you with the perfect fit, all guaranteed, of course. And remember, it's so much fun to go in there and look at all the old antique typewriters.
Hi, this is Jack Lacey with Laser Ink and Central Printer Resources. Come on in and see me, Joey Pals.
You've got a $50 gift certificate from MJR Custom Framing. They're at the atrium at Rancho Mirage, 3246696. Getting ready for birthdays and weddings and graduations and summertime. I know you've got a drawer full of stuff you need to frame. Open it up and take it over there to Joseph.
Joey Pals, this is Joe from MJR Custom Framing. Come in and I look forward to working with you.
Okay, those are wonderful things. Let's see. Teresa and Brian still have five children, some of them with COVID.
Teresa would say she has at least another child.
Oh, that's right, yes. But we count your five, my three. Todd has three. So five and three's eight and three's 11. Got to take off your shoes so I can count. We'll take the 11th. Oh. I can't do it on my fingers. Get it. So you'll be caller number 11 at 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. Thank you for making this show what you have. I'm part of the Rat Pack. The original Rat Pack had a girl in it, had Shirley MacLaine. So Dan McGrath, Joey English, Wink Martindale. Radio A-Team. Get it? Rat.
Still has a chick in there.
As a chick.
Yeah, I was saying, yeah, referring to Teresa things, I'm the biggest kid in the house.
Yeah. Oh, that makes so much sense. Huh. Open the medicine cabinet.
It's different every week because of the amount of...
You're loading it up.
Oil on the hinges. Yeah.
Okay. From Joey Pals.
Uh-oh, Joey Pals.
Someone said, please have Brian comment on the spike in South Africa.
Oh, South Africa. You know, South Africa is a bellwether country to watch.
What does that mean?
So a lot of the countries where we, with that report, pretty good health data on COVID, Israel and South Africa probably are two of the best. A lot of the rest of the world has stopped sequencing. Genomic sequencing of COVID. Oh. And even though South Africa is small, I think it's just under 4 million people. They do a very excellent job of actually still monitoring and sequencing all isolated COVID. And that's why we would have never known Omicron existed.
Remember?
That came from South Africa.
I remember.
And South Africa also has a socioeconomic strata that looks a lot like the U.S. So they have rich, and they've got poor.
And a large middle class.
And so what they expect to see, and they have a pretty decent healthcare system with adequate access. So we look at them, and they're reporting to be predictors of what we would expect to see elsewhere. And because they're continually testing for these variants, they found us Omicron BA1 and the brother, BA2, which was circulating in the U.S., which caused the huge surge back in January. We've never seen a surge like that. I'll put this in perspective. When I talked about the surge coming up
that
the Mayo Clinic, so when we say an 88% increase, that's about 95,000 cases in the U.S. In the Omicron surge, we had 950,000 cases. So we are 10 times less than what we saw with Omicron
in January.
So now South Africa continually has these spikes because they're testing the population regularly and aggressively.
See.
We're here, we're not really testing that much. And so we're kind of ignoring if there are like mini spikes. We're getting some of that information. But now they've identified another Omicron variant, BA4 and BA5.
Oh, dear.
And right now these are making up, I think, just over 70% of the cases in South Africa. Good news.
Yes.
This one looks like the other Omicron variants. Easy to spread.
Okay.
But not lethal. And they've done a good job vaccinating their population. So we look at them and we say, hey, if we could do what they're doing, we should be fine here as well.
Thank you, Joey.
So thank
Powell.
You, South Africa, for testing.
Yes. This you kind of addressed earlier. Joey Powell asked, I've read the vaccine protection is waning over time. And they mean, I think, the original doses.
Yeah, that's true. And it's kind of unfortunate. You know, the science on vaccine waning and durability of immunologic benefit has changed. We thought it was going to be 9 months, maybe a year, right? When we first had the vaccine, the mRNA vaccines, we thought this is the golden bullet. And then remember, these were developed for the Alpha and then the Delta variant. As the virus has continued to morph and take on new mutations, especially at the spike proteins, we've seen some diminution of the vaccine efficacy.
Wow.
The vaccines still do. So when we say waning effect, you can get sick. I mean, you can test positive on the vaccine. Before, we thought you might even be able to test positive. Now it's pretty clear you can test positive and you can get an illness that's minor to moderate, even if you've been vaccinated or boosted. But what we are not seeing is we're not seeing patients hospitalized with COVID.
And they're not getting
and
dead.
And they're not getting dead with COVID. And that is really the benefit of the vaccine from the get-go.
Question.
Yes.
We all got, our babies all got one polio vaccine, one whooping cough, one those five shots you get when you're 5 years old. How come those vaccines last your lifetime and these don't?
Yeah, it's because first of all, those viruses haven't changed that much.
Oh.
And it's a different type of virus and infection. So if you got measles way back when you were a kid or chickenpox, you normally don't get that again.
Shingles.
You can get shingles. So you can get local recurrence of manifestation of the...
But not polio.
No. Well, so polio is interesting. We've had a lot of issues with the polio vaccine from the science piece of it. Tainted polio vaccine that caused kids during a massive immunization phase to get polio. And we still have polio around. I mean, but the vaccine we have currently for polio, vaccines we have for polio are way better. And once you're immunized for polio, unless you have an odd immune problem that doesn't give you the benefit, maximum benefit, it's possible with exposure. But right now the polio, it's not even endemic. It's just, if you see it, it's going to be in pockets of the world. And that's why, you know, you don't have it on this, but I'm going to bring it up. That wastewater, I said I'm going to talk about it.
Yes, I wrote that down.
The taste water for wastewater.
That's the next Joey Powell question.
This is fascinating.
Okay.
I hopefully was answering that first one. But anyway, we were talking about wastewater, right?
Yes.
So I always call wastewater testing, it's like the crystal ball of COVID monitoring, because believe it or not, this is a relatively new science adopted in the U.S. Originally, this was done in Israel. And in speaking of polio, it actually detected a polio outbreak.
In the wastewater.
In the waste. Israel's been doing this for a long time. Yes. And so even in Israel, they actually detected a polio outbreak in the wastewater in 2013. So they've been monitoring this for a long time. So there are some people at MIT, women, not men, women who had an idea. We might as well test the wastewater in the U.S. the same way that Israel does it. They invented an AI technology. It's called BioBot. And this is what we use. 15 mLs of wastewater. They'll run all the sequencing, genomic sequencing. They can identify any variants in that small amount of water, and it will predict. So before Omicron, there was a linear correlation, which means they could tell you, literally, draw a line and say, we see this number in the wastewater today. We expect to see 90,000 cases in New York City in 3 weeks, and it was spot on. Omicron really screwed up everything because Omicron, first of all, we kind of stopped testing. So we tried to correlate some of the testing that we do, the PCR testing, along with what you find in the wastewater. And then we put all those numbers together to find out which direction we're going. So when they saw the amount of this new variant in the wastewater, they couldn't correlate directly anymore. And we have good intelligence now. We do know there's still a 2 to 3 week lag in either hospitalizations or case rate. But following wastewater has been really the easiest way to determine population health as it relates to this virus. And it's not just for this virus. Now we know we can do it for other viruses as well and other infectious disease. So
is that the wastewater? It means from the toilets. It
yep.
means
not every.
It's
right.
like urine tests. Feces tests.
Well, you know what I say.
Stools and
the problem is not everyone tests for COVID, but everyone poops.
Yes.
And so we get a pretty good population assessment as to what's happening in the community as far as COVID spread. Fascinating. And
so in other words, you can test for cancer and everything. And
well, technically, you know what? You probably could later. You could probably
think of all the things that urine tests.
Any cancer proteins that are expressed in wastewater, fecal, or urine could be identified. We just need to get the technology to be able to amplify that signal from the wastewater into something that's manageable and predictable for a community at risk.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, that Joey Pal wins for the best question for Dr. Brian Hodgkins.
I love my wastewater.
Yeah.
But I'm not tasting the wastewater.
No, testing. We do that here in the Coachella
Valley? Yeah, you know what?
Unbelievable.
Everyone thought, I got to say, when I read the history on it, everyone thought these two ladies were crazy. You know, and of course you get all the bathroom humor at MIT,
yes.
right? It's probably the best in the world. But they turned this thought and some of what we'd already seen from Israel. I mean, they were really yes. the pioneers here into something that I think has been really understated and underestimated as far as its impact on managing and monitoring
COVID
illness.
It makes so much sense. I mean, I would think you eventually would be able to test for drug use and cancer and diabetes and predict all these things with
the amount of wasted beer and wastewater on St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
That could probably be tested.
Yes, see.
Tequila on Cinco de Mayo. I mean, all those things.
Wow. You can determine pregnancy with a urine test. I mean, this is.
Yeah, we're not there in the wastewater.
1.5 milliliters.
15.
Yeah,
half an ounce. A half a shot. Just I'm trying to keep the theme going for you.
I know, thanks.
Taste of wastewater.
Yes. Unbelievable. See, look at the things we've learned today. Dr. Brian Hodgkins stops by. He'll be here next week. And we're going to go over those questions from Valnerva.
Valnuva.
How do you spell it?
V-A-L-N-E-V-A.
That's what I said.
Valnuva. It's French. French. However okay. you would say that in
Valnerva.
French.
Valnuva.
There you go. Ooh la la.
And something about in vitro.
Yeah, they're looking. There was a lot of worry about would COVID vaccines have an impact on in vitro
okay.
fertilization.
And intermittent fasting.
I'm all for it.
Me too.
I hope it helps.
Via 7-Eleven.
We'll share the data with you and tell you should
yes.
we continue to do it.
Next week. Thank you so much for coming by.
Keep
Bless
counting
your
calories, but eat chocolate.
Oh, let me think that one through. Okay, Joey Pals.
Joey Pals, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
Presented through the generosity of BuzzBox.com. BuzzBox cocktails are handcrafted in the Coachella Valley. They use only top shelf spirits and all natural ingredients. No additives, no preservatives, ever, 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 never, never, never. BuzzBox is the world's most eco-friendly cocktail. BuzzBox is 100% recyclable, and there are no other companies that have spirit-based cocktails in eco-friendly Tetra packaging. Have some fun with it. And remember, there are three simple ways to enjoy BuzzBox cocktails. Chill them, although you don't have to. They have a great shelf life. You don't have to chill them. That's number one. Number two, shake them. Shake, shake, shake. And number three is enjoy them. And when you go to BuzzBox.com, Joey Pals, check out the great video. You won't believe how professionally these are being manufactured. ACT Tour says there are 7 days in a week. Some day isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with ACT. The Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all seven continents at prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. Remember, Tyler and I are going to Mexico with them. Give a phone call so you can come with us at 322-1247 or visit act-tours.com for a menu of both international tours and day excursions. Dana Haynes says Mercury is in retrograde from May 10th to June 2nd. So watch what you sign. Make sure any agreement states what you want in detail. For the Taurus individuals, the month of May is about arranging and getting things completed that are important to you. Also, time to take care of any health issues. Use care. Don't rush on May 9th and May 16th, particularly May 16th, where health and paperwork come into play. Taurus will find this year challenging when it comes to decision-making. Other people want to make your decisions, yet this is a year that defines what you want to consider. So take any suggestions, consider them carefully, but do what you want. Wow. For more details, go to astrologyworldnews.com. Desert Water Agency has approved a new election division map that will be used in November. Go to dwa.org/divisions to check it out. If you need help paying your water bill, go to dwa.org/H2O to see if you're eligible for help. Want to save water and money? Yes, please. Go to dwa.org/save and learn about incentives on grass removal, smart controllers, and efficient sprinkler heads. The main website, dwa.org. Just fabulous. And don't I love this website? The letter B, just fabulous. BeJustFabulous.com. They have gifts for kids and pets, too. They have huge orders of books, gifts, candles, birthdays, weddings, think graduations. Think everything. And think that wonderful website, BeJustFabulous.com. Lalo Visions says, connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what the minute, hour, day, week, month, year holds in store for you. Lalo's detailed messages delivered at his office overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. I promise. Listen to my voice get peaceful. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant, 760-401-1810, or visit his website, Lalo, L-A-L-O Visions. That's Lalo Visions for more information. Remember, it's a great gift idea. If you know somebody who's struggling with depression or health issues, remember to seek guidance for them from lalovisions.com. I promise. Report on the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. Remember to check out the Tram Cam for current valley views, weather, and so much more. Pines Cafe is open 7 days a week during normal tram operating hours. Peaks Restaurant, they're going to be our restaurant of the week in the next couple of weeks, is now open for lunch and dinner. And remember, the tram, pstramway.com, is the number one tourist attraction in the Coachella Valley. The Palm Springs Cultural Center / Camelot Theaters, home of the valley's best popcorn. Come on up for happy hour on the second floor of the Palm Springs Cultural Center, 5 to 7:30 p.m. No cover, 2-drink minimum. Soulful Sundays with Keisha D. You need a Sunday reservation. Mon Petit Salon with Jeremy Levy. Monday reservations. Jazz on the second floor with Leanna and the Jazz Collective. You need a Tuesday reservation. Razzle Dazzle Happy Hour with Bonnie G., Jeff Barnett, and Chip Prince. And you need a Thursday, May 26th reservation. I can't see it. It's the popcorn that did it. May 26th reservation. For all of that, go to psculturalcenter.org. Thus endeth the reading of the Joey English Desert Datebook. Okay, Joey pals, join us tomorrow for Nancy Tappick, Jeffrey Mark, and Craig Michaels. Until then, you be well and all the best.